The House Judiciary Committee next week will open the first of two planned hearings on the high cost of gasoline and heating oil, particularly looking into why Alaskans pay more for fuel, even though it is refined in the state. Chairman Jay Ramra says he also wants to see if the hearings themselves will help bring down prices, which have not been reduced here as they have in other parts of the nation.
If gas responds to price increases very rapidly, why does it take so long for the price of gasoline to respond when oil is declining?
Ramra says representatives of the state's refineries, Tesoro, PetroStar, and Foothills, will testify, as will station owners and retailers and fuel transporters. On world markets, the price of crude oil has decreased by about a third in the last 2 months. Ramra says reports he's seen indicate they will fall even lower as an international oversupply develops. He recognizes that part of the high price on fuel refined in Alaska comes from a premium paid for North Slope crude oil and for the high price the state gets for selling its royalty oil to the refiners.
Although we don't have a state income tax, the state of Alaska in that way does reach into the back pocket of every Alaskan. Nevertheless, we have seen the price of ANS crude drop from $145 to $105, thereabouts, and we have seen no correlating change in the price of gas.
The second hearing on Alaska fuel prices will come in about a month, and Ramra says members of the committee will then be able to determine if prices have dropped and can evaluate the reason for any change.
We want to see if there's a little Wizard of Oz man standing behind a black cloak who is, whether with malice or otherwise, is sticking it to Alaskan consumers, and we want to see what we can do to get to the root of that.
The hearing on Wednesday is scheduled for all day at the Fairbanks Legislative Offices.